Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to Estacio's conference call to discuss the third quarter of 2015 results. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously on the internet via webcast, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.estaciopacificoise.com.br/IR, together with the respective presentation and the earnings release. We would like to inform that during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case you would need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star, then zero. This conference call contains forward-looking statements that are subject to risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ materially from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of new information. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Rogelio Malzi, CEO. Please, Mr. Rogelio, you may proceed.
Okay, thank you very much, and good morning, everyone. Welcome to our conference call to discuss our results for the third quarter of 2015. Virgilio Gibbon, our CFO, and Flavio Oliveira, our IR manager, are with me here today, and you'll be helping me with the presentation of our results for the third quarter. We have a Q&A session just as soon as the presentation is over. So let's go straight to slide number 2 of our presentation, which is also available on our website, where we will talk about the main highlights of the quarter. Estacio's results in the third quarter 2015 are further evidence that investing in a good strategy with a focus on the long view, working hard and patiently, and maintaining discipline during the good times usually generate competitive advantages that can help overcome times of intense crisis. Once again, we have shown that it is possible to continue growing and recording efficiency gains, even in a sector that has been seriously jeopardized by changes in the external environment, beginning with the unexpected changes of the rules of the FIES program in late 2014, and more recently, by the deterioration of the economic scenario throughout 2015 in Brazil. Although our prospects and students keep showing interest in pursuing their higher education degree, it is normal that they have more doubts and uncertainties when making their decisions. In addition, competition for new students is getting fiercer as the higher education players are well prepared and want to maintain or increase their market share. In parallel, the economic scenario makes it quite challenging to keep the retention level at an appropriate pace, since the incentives for students to give up are everywhere. Therefore, completing these intake and renewal processes with a very reasonable growth in the number of new students, 5.8% on-campus undergrad and 20.4% distance learning undergrad, and also in the student base, 9.7% on-campus undergrad and 8.5% distance learning undergrad, has a special meaning to us. Our efforts, aligned with all the initiatives we talked about in our recent interactions, took us to a 14.8% student base growth over the previous year, amounting to a base with approximately 530,000 enrolled students. Net operating revenue came into 724.6 million reais in third quarter 15, 16% more than in third quarter 14, while EBITDA came into 202 million reais, up by 23.3%, followed by a 1.7 percentage points improvement in our margin. Net income reached 157 million reais, 18% more than in third quarter 2014, and earnings per share came to 50 cents, up by 19%. It is also worth noting that in the third quarter 15, we recorded positive cash flow of 83.5 million reais, 28.2% more than in the same period last year, when the FIES payment flow was taking place on a monthly and regular basis. While we keep growing our on-campus and distance learning undergraduate base and never fail to develop non-negotiable initiatives like our culture, our management system, innovation, branding, corporate governance, relationship with students, and employability, we continue implementing strategies that have been defined in our planning back in 2012. In this sense, our continuing education or new businesses area, whose current flagship is our graduate program, but which also covers other products such as corporate solutions and short-duration vocational and preparatory courses, continues to grow and occupy more space. Our graduate student base increased by 37.3% year-on-year in third quarter 2015, showing that the segment has enormous opportunities and help us to implement our diversification strategy to transform Estácio from a post-secondary education company into an education company. As part of our determination to expand in strategic locations and to, consequently, increase brand awareness in the entire country, we registered 9 greenfield projects in 4 different states, 3 in Minas Gerais, 3 in Paraná, 2 in Pernambuco, and 1 in Pará. In the meantime, we continue paying attention to inorganic growth opportunities. Recently, we concluded the acquisition of FNC in Carapicuíba, São Paulo, and we capitalized our company in order to follow with the expansion and territory occupation strategies defined in our strategic planning in 2012, always aiming at our Vision 2020. In a nutshell, we intend to show our students we will be next to them so they can overcome this moment of crisis in our country. And we also intend to show our shareholders that it is possible to grow even in a very adverse scenario. Sorry. In other words, using Jim Collins' analogy, we want to show we are able to march our 20 miles even across the desert we have been facing. I will now hand over to Flavio Oliveira, our IR manager, and Virgilio Gibbon, our CFO, who will go into more detail concerning our results for the third quarter. At the end of the presentation, I will return for my closing remarks.
Thank you, Melzi. Good morning. First, I would like to call your attention to slide number 3 about our operating performance. The first chart shows our student base figures for the third quarter of 2015. At the end of the quarter, we had 536.8 thousand students, 14.8% above the third quarter 2014. 379,000 enrolled in on-campus programs and 145.4 thousand in distance learning, as well as 12.4 thousand students from acquisitions in the last 12 months. Excluding the students acquired from FNC and CEUCH, in the same shops concept, we recorded a solid organic growth of 11.3% in the on-campus segment and 14.3% in distance learning. The 5.8% increase in the on-campus undergraduate student intake process underlines the success of the Estácio Commitment Campaign, showing to our students that it is possible to study even in difficult times. The campaign also focused on Pra Valer and the unemployment insurance. It is also worth mentioning that the on-campus undergraduate renewal rate fell by 1.2 percentage points due to the economic scenario and the reduced participation of FIES in the student base, given that those students have higher renewal rates. Estácio continues to make great efforts on the retention project. We adapted the management model so that local management and course coordinators are able to monitor students' performance and motivation on a daily basis. Our retention agents have preventive models and systems, and because of that, they are able to propose immediate solutions, such as tutoring classes, supervision, alterations to the number of credits, financing opportunities, and vocational analysis, among others. We also implemented retention goals into our management model, including these indicators in the incentive program of the operational workforce. And we expect these initiatives to bring results in the coming quarters. We continue to develop tools such as a predictive model based on big data technology in order to better control this indicator through the addition of technology and best management practices. Our successful undergraduate distance learning intake in third quarter 2015, which increased by 20.4%, is explained by a higher demand for more affordable average ticket courses and the offer of 100% online products in UNICEF centers. The distance learning renewal rate fell by 6 percentage points in the third quarter 2015 due to the tougher economic scenario and the large students' volume in their first and second semesters, given that new students have lower renewal rates. As a result of the launching of 21 new distance learning centers over the last 12 months, and also as a result of the intake cycle's growth in UNICEF centers, thanks to status, campaigns, and commercial strategy. As part of the integration process, we also adopted stricter criteria to UNICEF senior students' renewal, limiting the number of due tuitions, requiring guarantees to the negotiations, and restricting the renewal out of the established criteria. The graph on the right shows our net revenue, which increased by 16% year-over-year to 724.6 million reais as a result of the expansion of the student base and the 2.8% increase in the on-campus average ticket. Considering only the on-campus undergraduate segment, the average increase was 3.7% due to the increased share of courses with a lower average ticket. Also, a reduction in the number of subjects studied per semester and the intake campaigns with an increase in the exemptions granted. The third quarter 2015 distance learning average monthly ticket reached 160 reais, a decrease of 3%, mainly due to the following aspects: an increase in the participation of graduate students in our base, an increase in the number of students enrolled in our partners' DL centers, which have a lower average ticket than students in our own centers, due to the revenue sharing with the partners. The evolution of first and second semester students after the price repositioning we did 2 years ago in the main locations we operate, and also the third quarter intake campaigns. If we exclude effects of the graduate courses and the partners' revenues, the distance learning average tickets would have been in line to the one presented in third quarter 2014. Moving to slide number 4, we can see a vertical analysis of our operating costs and expenses. The cash cost is as a percentage of net revenue ratio increased by 1.5 percentage points over third quarter 2014 as a result of the 1.5 percentage points margin gain salaries and payroll charges, reflecting the better management of our factory costs and the increase in participation of the distance learning segments in our operations. The 0.7 percentage points gain in rentals due to the renegotiation efforts, and also the 0.5 percentage points gain in textbooks materials due to the increased use of proprietary books, migration to the digital format, and better inventory management. The other lines remained flat, with a reduction of 0.6 percentage points in the Social Security margin due to the recognition of a credit totaling 7 million in the third quarter 2014. Excluding this effect, we would have a 0.5 percentage points margin gain this line. Also, 0.6 percentage points in the third quarter services and other lines, basically due to the increase in electricity costs. Selling expenses represented 9.8% of net revenues, representing 2.5 percentage points efficiency loss as a result of the 1.7 percentage points reduction in marketing, mainly due to the launching of the new Estácio Commitment campaign. The PDA net revenue ratio recorded as a loss of 0.8 percentage points, mainly due to the fact that third quarter 2014 had already been positively impacted by the large volume of recoveries due to the insourcing of collection procedures. General and administrative expenses corresponded to 12.1% of net revenues in the third quarter 2015, a 2.6 percentage points improvement over third quarter 2014, mainly due to the 3.6 percentage points margin gain personnel, explained by a reduction in bonuses provision, lower stock options provisions than in third quarter 2014 when we launched the sixth stock option program, and by the restructuring process of our headcount, which began to generate more relevant results. As you can see on slide 5, EBITDA grew 23.3% over third quarter 2014 to 202 million reais, accompanied by a 1.7 percentage points upturn in the margin. This improvement was largely due to the 16% increase in net revenues and efficiency gains in personnel, both in terms of cost and general and administrative expenses. We recorded another quarter of consistent margin expansion, underlining our discipline in controlling costs and expenses and in the continuing to show operational efficiency. Net income followed the EBITDA increase and grew by 18% to 157 million reais. I will now hand over to Virgilio Gibbon, our CFO, who will detail our accounts receivable and operating cash flow.
Thank you, Flavia. I'd like now to move on to slide number 6 to present our accounts receivable. In this period, our accounts receivable, including FIES receivables and FIES revenue, stood at 130 days, 47 more than in the third quarter 2014, due to the new FIES transfers and repurchase schedule for 2015. Excluding FIES revenues and FIES receivables, the average receivables period was 95 days, an improvement of 3 days over second quarter 2015. The 16-day year-over-year increase was due to, number one, a change in the retroactive amendment rules for FIES agreements. At the end of 2014, the FNDE limited retroactive amendments to FIES agreements. According to around 10,000 Estácio students lost FIES support after the end of last year. Consequently, after renegotiating their debts and migrating to non-FIES student base in the first semester of 2015, a portion of these students left while others continued studying. Second, a campaign for students who didn't obtain FIES support in the first semester of 2015. In a year of economic crisis, Estácio launched a special campaign for students who couldn't get FIES in the first half, allowing them to renegotiate their debt with fixed installments, generate a negative impact of around 12 million in our accounts receivable this period. Worst macroeconomic scenario. It's also worth noting that non-FIES students have been recording higher delinquency rate this year, either to the impossibility of obtaining FIES or due to the financial difficulties that many Brazilian families have been facing, given this worst scenario and the decision not to adhere to our debt renegotiation campaign. Given this context, Estácio contracted external assistance and reinforced its in-house credit and collection team in order to provide a specific input for the company's management model, with the aim of substantially improving this indicator in the coming quarters. As you can see on slide 7, FIES accounts receivable increased by 394.6 million reais, over the previous year to 660.8 million reais, reflecting the new FIES transfer and buyback schedule disclosed in December 2014. In addition, the significant delays in the contract amendment process in the first semester of 2015 made a substantial contribution to the build-up of FIES receivables due to the lower numbers of certificates transferred. At the same time, discussion on so-called preliminary amendments, contracts whose price increase exceeded the ceiling initially established by the Minister of Education, have also delayed a significant portion of the certificate issues, further impacting FIES cash flow. As a result, the average FIES receivable term stood at 199 days in the third quarter 2015, an increase of 91 days over third quarter last year. Consequently, of the 1 billion reais in total FIES revenue in the first 9 months of 2015, Estácio received transfers corresponding 120.4 million reais related to December 2014 and January, February, March, April, and May of this year. Slide 8 shows our operating cash flow. We recorded positive operating cash flow of 83.5 million reais in the third quarter 2015 due to the receipt of FIES transfers related to the end of the first semester and the year-on-year reduction in CAPEX, as explained previously. We recorded negative operational cash flow of 142 million reais in 9 months 2015, mainly reflecting the negative variation in working capital due to the new tuition payment cycle for FIES students as defined by Minister of Education Ordinance 23, announced in December last year. In addition, the 18.7 million reais year-on-year increase in capital had a negative effect on operation cash flow. Moving now on to slide 9, here we talk a little bit about FIES. We closed September with a FIES base of 137.4 thousand students, representing 39.3% of our on-campus undergrad base. It's worth noting that the intake cycle in the second semester of 2015 totaled 2.6 thousand students, representing an occupancy rate of 44.1% of the places originally offered by Estácio. With excellent new student enrollment result, despite the reduced number of new FIES contracts, only 2.6 thousand new students versus 22.1 thousand the same period last year, underlines the efficiency of the strategy of not using FIES as the main sales pitch, always emphasizes Estácio's attributes and advantage to attract new students. In the second semester of 2015, the enrollment of non-FIES students in undergrad on-campus programs increased by 43.1%, more than offsetting the 17,000 student reduction in FIES enrollment over the same period last year. I will now hand you back to Melzi for his conclusion and final remarks. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Virgilio. Slide number 10 brings me to my closing remarks on the coming cycles. As of now, in addition to putting even more emphasis on our management model, our organizational culture, and our corporate governance, we have a series of initiatives that should gain more relevance in our strategy and then help us on our journey, including the following. The creation on October 3rd of our relationship center with the implementation of our CRM customer relationship management software, as well as a brand new and complete contact and relationship strategy for prospects, students, and alumni. The development of new educational technologies under the 2020 Academic Model Framework, taking advantage of the entirely integrated academic model created and implemented over the last 5 years to improve the experience of our students and to enrich their learning process. The investment to increase the value of the Estácio brand with all our stakeholders, aiming to strengthen our capacity to attract and retain students while increasing the value of their diplomas. The continuous measurement and management of our students' employability with the adoption of KPIs and the use of our management system, as well as the promotion of a shift in our mindset towards the importance of monitoring their entire progress until their job opportunities and even afterwards throughout their professional careers. The development of hybrid products with different price points, also leveraged by the total alignment of our online and on-campus platforms. Remembering that our integration is so deep that the final exams for each subject are taken from the same question base, regardless of whether the subject in question is online or on campus. the development of new businesses aiming to take advantage of our student base for cross-selling and upselling opportunities, but also including the entrance into new markets and the monetization, sale, and licensing to third parties of assets created for our own internal users. The effective management of our costs and expenses through the use of benchmarking and the improvement of our technologies, such as our software to optimize the allocation of classes and physical space, which has been used for almost 2 years in a partnership with Trieda, a GAPSO spin-off, a company specialized in the planning of complex operations. A substantial improvement of our credit granting, our campaigns, and our billing and collection processes through the intensive use of our management model, backed by the pursuit of external expertise and by the creation of a brand new team with high expertise in collection processes. A great attention to opportunities for inorganic growth resulting from the adverse economic scenario. I also want to highlight another great achievement by Estácio, which took place last Wednesday in São Paulo. At that date, we won two categories of the Spark Award, an award organized by the Brazilian Startups Association with the support of, among others, Microsoft. The prize, considered by many the Brazilian Oscar of Entrepreneurship, aims to recognize the initiatives that have the biggest impact in the development of an innovation and entrepreneurship mindset in our country. To our joy, Estácio was chosen as the best university for entrepreneurs and also the best business accelerator in Brazil. In this contest, we are aware that 2015 has not been an easy year for anyone, and we believe 2016 will be no less challenging. Nevertheless, while not underestimating Brazil's economic crisis in any way, we believe we have all the necessary weapons to cope with the difficulties ahead, thanks to our people and to our management model, to our commitment to our students, and to our long-term vision. All this boosted by the attitude adopted by Estácio in recent years, not getting carried away by the temptations of growth and shortcuts, and instead preparing for an uncertain future. We know that in order to continue our march in these adverse times, we need to maintain a positive attitude, focusing on every detail of our operation, delivering the best possible service, and doing everything to ensure that our students, together with, and in the same way as our company, get through these difficult times, continue to pursue their dreams, and keep growing and prospering, thereby generating outstanding returns on their investment in education, and, as a consequence, yielding outstanding returns to our investment in Estácio. That brings me to the end of our presentation, and we can now move on to the Q&A session. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the Q&A session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star, then 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star, then 2. And again, please press star, then 1 if you would like to ask a question. All right, there are no questions at the present time, so I would like to turn the call back over to Mr. Rogério Melzi for his final remarks.
Well, thank you very much. I hope the lack of questions implies that we had a very good call, so no questions whatsoever. I'd like to thank you very much for taking your time and participating in our results call. I think to finish off, I would like to emphasize that we remain really, really confident in our capacity to generate significant results, even in hard times, thanks to everything we built during those years when the scenario favored the education segment. I'd also like to emphasize that it is precisely in these arduous times that we shall be able to show the results of all our work as we proceed with our 20-mile march in a determined and disciplined manner. Our investor relations team is always at your disposal to help you with any questions you may have, and so am I. We hope to see you again in our conference call next quarter, and wish you all the best.
Thank you. This concludes Estácio's conference call. We now disconnect and have a good day.